For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Laura Stadler is a faculty member in pediatric infectious disease at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine. Laura, I wanted to bring you on today and ask you about whooping cough or pertussis in particular, but also vaccinations for children in general. What sort of things are going on with pertussis these days? I've been reading reports that we're seeing more and more cases.
There's a lot of concern as to why this might be. One concern is perhaps the new acellular pertussis vaccine may not have as long of its immunity as the previous vaccines. But I think back to school season is a great time to start some of these discussions with your pediatrician to make sure that your child's vaccines are all up to date.
Well, and you know, this may be ranging out of the area of pediatrics. I'm a little bit more gray-headed than that, but I recently went for my annual TB skin test and was told that I needed some vaccinations as well, and one of them was pertussis.
Correct. And so many adults over the age of 19 are being recommended to get vaccinated. Anyone who has a newborn infant or exposure to a newborn infant, healthcare workers, daycare workers, and the elderly.
Well, you know, I'm about to date myself, but I remember as a kid being told, and of course, given your particular subspecialty, you'll sort of smile sadly at this. I remember being told as a kid that all infectious disease would be a thing of the past by the time that I was a grown-up. And yet it strikes me as just incredible that we're hearing about increasing numbers of what we thought were conquered childhood diseases. Is the fad of not getting vaccinated contributing to this as well?
That's one possibility. I mean, I do want to say that vaccines have largely been successful in decreasing the amount of vaccine-preventable disease and illness, especially hospitalization and death. So vaccines are largely successful. In recent years, we have had individuals either opt out or decline for religious or other reasons. And we're starting to see some of the effect of that in terms of more vaccine-preventable disease in our community. So I would really encourage everyone to have their child vaccinated against these diseases we're discussing, and then other ones such as influenza once that season hits in early fall.
And I like this concept of linking going back to school with thinking about vaccinations for your children, because that's a time where we all become concerned about our kids in one way or another, and it makes perfect sense that this is a good time now that school is starting to check in with your pediatrician.
Exactly. I think a special age group would be adolescents. So there have been several adolescent vaccines in recent years which have come out, which are new on the horizon. And making sure that your teenager has had those vaccines is also important.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, is there any advice for those who maybe want to learn more? Probably the first thing they need to do really is talk to their primary care physician, and in their children's case, that being their family doctor or their pediatrician.
Right. Talking to your doctor is always a good idea to raise your concerns. Many of our parents and families go online on the internet, and I would use a reliable internet source such as the CDC website, which has many links that are user-friendly for parents and families.
And has the old canard that somehow vaccinations contribute to autism been finally laid to rest, or is that something that people still are concerned about and need to be reassured that it's not the case?
So with regard to the manuscript that was published, those results were retracted in that the author's information was not thought to be valid. However, as you know and as you recognize, it did instill fear in many parents as to whether or not to have their child vaccinated. I think that there, obviously, it's a very controversial topic, but we encourage, as does the American Academy of Pediatrics, we encourage individuals to have their children vaccinated as that is not thought to be likely of a connection.
And they can always, again, talk to their doctor, go to the cdc.gov website and learn more.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Laura Stadler, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.